Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Samaches, Gittin 68a, pagination 135, we mentioned in the Mishnah on the facing page a condition called Kordaikus, which the Gemara explained is based on a person doing certain behaviors that leave him vulnerable to be infected by a shade. We mentioned from the Ramchal and Derech Hashem that a shade is some sort of what we would describe an evil spirit, but it was a being created by Hashem, which is not human, but not angelic, and it existed. And as a springboard from that discussion of a person who had this illness, the Gemara continues over here and tells us a story regarding Shaden. I'm halfway on the page, towards the middle of the line. Amaluhu l'rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech told the rabbis, Heichi I'avid, how will I be able to build the Beis HaMikdash? What was his problem? His problem is that you're not allowed to use metal utensils, specifically in carving the names into the stones. You're not allowed to use an utensil because then it wouldn't be malay complete. You would have carved out something. So you need a different method of cutting, so to speak. Amrule, so the rabbis told him, Ika Shamira, there is a certain animal, a creation, called the Shamir, the Aisi Moshe la'avne Eifod, which Moshe used for the Avne Eifod, and Shlomo asked, Amaluhu hechi yishtakech, where can I find it? Amrule, they told him, I see shida vishitzin, bring a male and female shade, kafshinu adodi, pressure them, efshediyadi, maybe they know, umaglulach, and they will reveal the information to you. So I see shida vishitzin, indeed Shlomo got a hold of a male and female shade, kafshinu adodi, he pressured them, Amri, and they told, Anan lo yadinan, we don't know this information where the Shamir is. Dilma Ashmedai Malko Deshidi Yoda. Maybe Ashmedai, who's the king of the Shadim, maybe he knows this information. The Gemara describes how they captured Ashmedai by making him drunk. And towards the bottom of the page, we have dialogue describing the travel of Ashmedai until he came to Shlomo's palace. Skipping on to the second side of the daf, I'd like to make mention of three dialogue statements which Ashmedai made. The first one is on the fifth line at the end of a line. Chaza, he saw during his journey towards Shlomo. Chedvasa, a marriage. Davam kamachti lo. They were dancing and making delight in front of the kala. Bacha, and he cried. That's the first case. Sham Eliyahu Gavra, then he experienced another event where he heard a person, Davakoma Lushkapo Avadli Misani Lishev Shani. He was telling the shoemaker, make me shoes that will last for 7 years. Achich. And then he laughed. And then Chozahu Kisma, he saw a certain magician, Davakosim, he was making magic. Achich, and he laughed. So three of the dialogues that occurred we're going to focus on. The first one was the kala where he cried. The second one was the shoemaker where he laughed. And the third Again, he laughed when he saw the magician. There's a dialogue over here with Ashmedai and Shlomo, where Ashmedai gives Musar, so to speak, to Shlomo. He says to him, five lines up from the wide, Hahu Gavra, that person, meaning Shlomo, Lesle Bahadein Alma Eladalid Garmidi. When you finally die, you're only going to have four amos, your burial spot. That's all you're going to own. Hashta Kevashte Lukule Alma. And now you've conquered the entire world. So for a person who's at his essence nothing more than four cubits, that's pretty good to have conquered the whole world. You should be satisfied with what you have. Velo savata, and you're still not satisfied at the kafshas nami lididi, until you capture me too. Ashmedai says, like, what did you have to capture me for? This is what you were missing in the world? Amale, Shlomo answered him, Lo kaboina minach midi, I really don't want anything from you. I don't need you. I don't need anything from you. But personally, but boina d'ivnaya leveis hamikdash, I'm trying to build the beis hamikdash, becoming boi le shemira, and I need the shamir in order to do this type of work. The shamir was a unique type of creation that when you put it on hard things, it would cut through them. Amale, so Ashmedai answered, Lididi lo maserli, it wasn't given to me, I don't have it. Lesora de yama maserle, it was given to the minister of the sea. And if you could somehow get it from him, then you would have it. Let's drop down five lines into the wide, towards the middle of the line. Amale Binayahu. Binayahu said to him, My taima, why was it? And he's going to ask him about the different dialogues that occurred where Ashmedai experienced something and he either did something or laughed at what was going on, cried about what was going on. What was all that about? So the three that we chose can be found about 10 lines into the wide. My taima ki chazite lahu chedvasa bachis. Why, when you saw the chasna, did you cry? Amale, he said, Boy meimas gavra begotlas in yomin. The husband is going to die within 30 days. Uboy minta liyavam katan talesa shenin. And she's going to have to wait 13 years for the younger brother to be available to do Yibum or Chalitza. And that's heavy. So he cried. That's pretty sad. And the people who are making freilich, they're making delight in front of the Kala, they don't know that this is actually a very sad union. He continued, My taima ki shamate lahu gavra d'omale l'ush chapa. Why was it when you heard him asking the shoemaker, Ovidli misani l'shev shinin achichas, make for me shoes for 7 years that'll last for 7 years, and you laughed? Amale, he said, Hau shiva yomi lesle. He doesn't even have 7 days to his future, to his destiny. He's not going to live that long. Misani l'shev shinin boi. He needs shoes for 7 years. And he continued to our third case that we chose. My taima ki chazita lehu kisma. Why was it when you saw the magician? Davakosim, he was making magic. Achichas, and you laughed. Amalei, he said, Dava Yosef ave goza de malka. He's sitting on a treasure of royalty, meaning underneath him, right there. There's a treasure that could be unearthed. Liksa my deika to say. Why doesn't he do magic on what's right underneath him and discover it? So at such a person, he laughed that the person's making magic, but he can't even discover the treasure underneath him. This is an interesting little nuance in the stories, because there's a beautiful parable, they say, about a person who travels all over to try to find the treasure of his dreams. And when he finally gets to the place that he's been dreaming about, they tell him, I'm also having a dream. My dream is that under the floorboards of a certain person in a certain city, which was identifying this very traveler, is buried a treasure. And the guy goes home, and indeed, he goes under the floorboards and finds a treasure that was there the entire time. The parable being that many times the ultimate treasure is right where we are, if we could finally unearth it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.